Well, there's been a hell of a lot of talk lately about how difficult it is to get a GP. And, of course, so many of the surgeries around town seem to be closing down, or doctors are retiring and nobody taking over from them. Now it's become quite an issue. There's a letter to the editor, I think it might have been in Saturday's Cairns Post, from somebody saying, no wonder everybody's queuing up at the emergency department. I went to get an eye specialist and I can't get in till the 27th of May. So if that's an example of this doctor shortage, and that's here in Cairns, imagine what it's like in the more remote parts of the state. But anyway, there's been, it says here, a Senate submission need for locally trained doctors so they remain in regional Queensland areas. Now, there's lots and lots of doctors seemingly coming from overseas. They're trained overseas, but as soon as they've done the required time in a regional area, they're off to the big cities. Once again, long term, we've got this doctor shortage. Now, speaking out on this matter has been a Professor Richard Murray, I understand, at James Cook University. Richard, good morning.
Good morning to you and to your listeners.
This is a real issue, you know, here, well, in far north Queensland, but I would imagine you look at the more remote parts of regional Queensland, it would be a considerably greater issue for them out there.
Couldn't agree with you more. It's really vital. It's probably Australia's most important challenge. Is to develop a workforce of doctors who are graduates from our medical schools and who willingly pursue careers as GPs in regional Australia, in small rural towns, and of course in remote locations, as you say.
Now, can we find out why? Get into the heads of people that go and, you know, get their degrees, etc., and they in regional parts of Australia for their early 2 or 3 years, whatever, but they can't wait to get to the big smoke. Why is that?
Look, it is not always true, and the opposite is true as well. So here's the thing. If you select students into medical school who perhaps have a connection with regional, rural, remote areas, who perhaps are from or in some way demonstrate some dedication to, and who then attend medical school, particularly outside of a capital city, and then are able to pursue their further training after medical school, for instance, to become a GP or an old-fashioned country GP that we call a rural generalist these days, then actually it works. And I guess this has been the JCU experience. We have the technology, in a sense, and we know how to get that done.
Now, most people, well, just about all of us who aren't involved in the medical fraternity at all, don't understand the situation where we have lots and lots of overseas trained doctors coming here. And I presume the deal is that they have to go to, you know, a regional centre for a period of time, a number of years. But when that's up, they seemingly want to get to a big city as well. Is that the case?
Look, that is true. We're unfortunately a leader in the developed world among countries who import doctors from overseas. So look, the first thing I'd say about that is that my colleagues and friends who do come from overseas and who are trained in other countries, who are providing excellent service in remote communities, regional communities, and so we couldn't do without them. So it's no criticism of those individuals, but. We graduate about 3,000 doctors a year, domestic graduates from our medical schools, not the 600 or so who are international students graduating from medical schools. But then we bring another 3,000 a year into the country to top up the regions. And so that is an extraordinarily high level of reliance upon the other countries. And I'd have to say some of those countries, including the UK at the moment, can ill afford to lose their doctors. And so this idea that we need to bring in that many a year is really a great failing of this country. We obviously need to be producing, you know, growing our own to a much greater extent than we are at the moment. And to do so, you've got to do it the right way, as I say. From, in, with, and for
regional communities is the formula.
Do you know that people are listening to this, they're saying, but I can't get a GP. I lost my last GP because he or she retired or whatever, or they closed down the surgery, and they go up the street, oh, no, we're not taking new patients. So there's a there's a severe shortage here now, and if indeed we weren't to get access to, well, the 600 international studying here and the 3,000 we draw from overseas countries, it'd be even worse than it is now.
Look, that's true. I guess, that said, you know, it takes a while to turn it around. And if you do have an acute shock to the system, as has happened with COVID-19, the pandemic, of course, has greatly slowed the importation of professionals from overseas. And we feel this now on the ground in regional Australia. It's really exposed our reliance, our unwise reliance upon overseas labour. That said, I mean, if you train people, for instance, the last 5 years, JCU's graduated the bit after med school, about 600 general practitioners and rural generalists. Mm. And because we're tracking what happens to them, we know that around 75% of those have stayed on after they get their GP fellowship qualifications in the region. So look, we're pretty pleased with that. We think there's a lot more that can be done. And in many ways, it's sort of we're quite a good experiment in how perhaps things might be better arranged in the future to produce GPs, also specialists. You know, we're very a consultant specialist. We're also very reliant on bringing those into the country from overseas too. And if you go up and down regional Queensland, it's a sort of a many places. It's the United Nations of medical staff. Mm. Again, very valued colleagues, but surely we must be growing our own much more effectively.
General practitioners are known as GPs. Does that mean regional generalists are known as RGs?
Yeah, but so rural generalist is the term. It's look, most people would recognise the old country, old-fashioned country doctor sort of idea.
Yeah.
These days in Queensland and actually nationally and around the world, that notion is a rural generalist. So someone who does primary care in the community, consulting, looking after people cradle to grave, but also is able to work in the hospital, respond to emergencies, perhaps provide other services such as maternity care or procedural care, and the all-rounder, if you like. And so that's important, as well as community general practice. They're both important. Our communities need, in regional areas, really need both.
This has been very, very informative. Richard, thank you.
My pleasure.
A hell of a lot of very important information there from Professor Richard Murray. Now, Richard is the Deputy Vice Chancellor, Tropical Health and Medicine, James Cook University. It's 18 past 11. There is-